David, at this stage, can we just go back to the beginning and tell me how you heard about Fielding and Platt?
Well, I heard about it from school. I went to the Gloucester Central School, which nominally was a grammar school, but had a very strong technical side to the school and with some excellent teachers. And quite honestly, I think it was almost taken for granted that the top group of the class would go to Fielding's. I mean, I can't remember how many of us actually went on that year. It's at least three or four, maybe even five. Most of the Fielding apprentices seemed to come from the Central before my time on after. The personnel manager from the factory actually came to the school to interview us and just asked a few questions, and that was that. I don't remember much about the interview. I think it was quite more or less a formality. He just asked me where I lived and all the rest of it, and I think that was about all.
Okay, you mentioned where you lived. Where did you live, David, and how did you travel to work from there?
Well, I lived at that time at a brand new housing estate off Eastern Avenue, and we'd only just moved up there actually, and it was quite. I used to cycle to work. Everybody did, I think, in those days. There were very few cars about. Not for ordinary working people anyway, and those who did actually own a car couldn't afford to drive it to work. So I used to cycle anyway, and from Eastern Avenue, sometimes I used to go down to straight down London Road, and if I was lucky or late or whatever, I used to get behind a bus. I did a lot of cycling in those days. I had a very excellent bike with double set of gears on it, and I could keep 30 miles an hour up in the slipstream of a bus quite easily. Highly dangerous, of course. But anyway, that's what I did, and I managed that, and didn't have any accidents. That was straight down London Road and over the cross in those days and down Southcote Street, and that was it. Otherwise, I would go through Treadworth, down through Treadworth, along High Street Way and across the railway crossing there. And I think it's already been mentioned that railway crossings were somewhat a bind. Something was going across. You had to wait for ages and whatever. And, of course, you always cut it very fine time-wise. We were allowed 3 minutes, actually, after... I think we started at 7:30 in the morning. And we were allowed 3 minutes. if we went over the 3 minutes, we lost 1/4 hour. So if we looked as though we were not going to make it in time, we just didn't dawdled about, and no point in giving the company free time. That was our attitude. Anyway, I say, down through Treadworth, and sometimes I cycled through the park. Well, very often cycled through the park, till one day I was stopped by the police and fined 6 shillings. In the courts there, all the way to the courts behind me, just because I was cycling through the park at 7:30 in the morning. Unheard of today. But, so after that, of course, I always went round. But, and that's, as I say, we cycled, and I don't ever recollect walking. Probably if my bicycle broke down or something, I probably didn't go that day or stayed at home to repair it, but or borrowed one of the family bicycles. I don't know, because we all had bicycles, of course. Although we had a car in the family, and later, as I had a driving licence, I did very rarely take the family car to work. But it was quite rare, because my father, he worked a bit further along, down the other end of Bristol Road, and, of course, he had first call on it if he wanted it. But, anyway, that's getting to work.
Okay. It's a long time back, David, but... can you remember what your as an apprentice what your first week's wage was?
Yes, I think it was something like 30 shillings, £1.50 a week. But I mean, it wasn't really a wage because initially, of course, we didn't earn anything for the company. We were in the apprentice school, and we were probably almost certainly a drag on the company finances. So, I mean, the money was just a retainer, really, just a pocket money. Even at the end of my apprenticeship, I think I was only earning £7 a week when the wage for the full rate was just short of £13. And I know when I was turned 21, I suddenly jumped onto the 4.8 and I thought I was a millionaire, because in those days, I don't think that was a bad wage in those days. Of course, then they're not counting overtime. But,
okay. Can you remember any of the apprentices in your intake?
I can see them all, but the names, I'm afraid I'm very bad on names. Anyway, there was Keith Harding, and there was Brian Bloomfield, and somebody called Gil. I can't remember his other name. And there may have been John Varney. John Varney, who was a key rugby player. He was a tall lad. Size wise, he was bigger than all of us. He was well over 6 feet. Even at school, he towered over all the rest of us. Anyway, that was John Varney, and I think that's about all I can remember names wise. Yes.
Okay. When you entered the factory for the first time, David, what were your thoughts? I mean, there was the noise, the smells, the sounds. Did you feel a bit overawed at all?
I didn't know what to make of it. I'd never seen such big machinery in my life. And in fact, the presses themselves, I didn't even recognise what they were. Because for what they were, they're so big. And I thought, well, what on earth's going on here? You know, I mean, there were machines there which would turn 40 foot long and 15 foot diameter. I suppose there are bigger machinery and shipyards, but I don't think locally there's anything approaching that size. As I said, I was pretty well overawed and wondered, well, on earth, whether are we ever going to fit in?
Okay, well, thanks for that. As part of your apprenticeship, David, did you have to go to technical college?
Yes, did that. It was compulsory, more or less. I took the City and Guilds pattern making course and all evening classes, and I think I took then the engineer workshop practice as well, but I think I took that off my own back because I wasn't enforced to make that. I took the full course and got the qualification, got the first class, but the City and Guilds.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so you're installed in the factory. How about things to eat and drink? Can you remember anything much about the canteen?
I did use because where I lived, it's too far to cycle to go home to lunch. Well, dinner then we caught it, of course, obviously. But I used the canteen regularly, and looking back, I think it was quite adequate. We had a decent meal for about, I think it was about 1 in 6, something like that. How many is that? 15 pence, is it? Mm. Yeah, I've had a decent meal, with a main course and a suite, and that was it. We could have a cup of tea if we wanted, and I say that was it. I say it was pretty adequate. The canteen, they were segregated between the works and the staff canteen, so I don't know what happened in the staff. They were a different race of people for us, for instance.
Can you remember any of the canteen staff, David?
Any
of the canteen staff?
No, I can't. I did think of this the other day. I can't think of any name at all. I can see them all. I see all their faces and the back chat and all the rest of it. But I just cannot. I may not have ever known their names. Only probably the first, the Christian name, anyway.